You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Pip Murray is the founder of Pip & Nut, a London-based nut butter company she started in her kitchen back in 2013. Like many keen runners, Pip was eating a lot of peanut butter to fuel her marathon training. But when it was hard to find nut butters without refined sugars and palm oil on local supermarket shelves, she started making her own. And after a lot of experimenting, Pip decided to package the nut butters and start selling them at the Maltby Street Market in London. When supply couldn't meet demand, Pip saw an opportunity to scale the brand and work on the business full-time. In 2015, after a successful crowdfunding campaign, Pip & Nut was launched onto the shelves of top department store Selfridges. And in just a few years, a range of nut butters and almond milk are now also carried by Harrods and more than 5,000 grocery stores across the UK and Ireland, including at Whole Foods. A number of eateries have also added the products to their menus, and Pip & Nut has produced a cookbook to show off the versatility of nut butter in a range of recipes. The company is now closing a £4 million round of funding with plans to continue growth in the UK and Ireland. Here's Pip now with the story of Pip & Nut.
I was working as a theatre producer at the Science Museum in London, so a really different world to what I'm in now. You know, it's very creative, not commercial at all, which definitely was a bit of a shock to the system. I think moving now to being within food and drink, it's quite a different kind of beast. I studied anthropology at university, so I'd always had that kind of running through me. So this is a little bit of a tangent, to say the least. Or either that was the tangent and this is the real deal. I used to run loads of marathons and yeah, I was quite a good runner at that point. And for me, I think running, it's as much as getting out there and seeing the streets of London, as much as getting back and having a really great bit of food to kind of fill you back up again. So yeah, for me, this product was something that I was eating all the time anyway. Peanut butter is a really good source of protein. It's just also really tasty. So it kind of fills that gap that you want when you've sort of just done a really long run. Yeah, initially it did start in my own kitchen. I was looking at a lot of the products that I was buying in supermarkets, and at this time, it was about 6 years ago now, you know, a lot of the products that I was picking up, they had sort of palm oil in. A lot of them had refined sugars, and actually, more from like a kind of choice perspective, there wasn't really much on the shelf that I, particularly within, if I just look at nut butter and peanut butter, that I found exciting or wanted to really have in my kitchen. So things like almond butter, as an example, just in the UK, we were massively lagging behind, say, the US, where it's really massive out there. And in the UK, it hadn't really entered sort of mainstream stores. And I was like, why is that? Like, it's a great product. It's also really good for you and so tasty. Having not been from a food and drink background, you have no concept of really how a product is actually made at scale. So, you know, I used to kind of browse the stores of Whole Foods, and I do think Whole Foods is just an amazing kind of inspiration piece to just wander around. I'm one of those really geeky people that can spend sort of hours just wandering the aisles. And so for me, like, it was that step of being like, how do I initially just start when I don't know enough about this industry? So for me, buying a fancy blender, I bought like a RoboCoupe, and literally just started playing around recipes in my kitchen. I, as kind of a bit of a leapfrog before really thinking about scaling up the product and thinking how I was going to really make this a business, I went to markets at first. So I spent 3 months selling at Maltby Street Market, and at the time, so I was basically making like 300 jars at a time in my kitchen, packing them all manually, so I'd have like two blenders on the go at any one time. They'd get so hot, because when you make nut butter it gets really hot. It's a natural process, but it does, the heat and the friction makes the machines get really hot, so they'd every hour like get too hot, burn out. I'd have to put them in the fridge to chill them back down. So basically it was chaos. So I'd be making these jars, taking them to Maltby Street Market in Bermondsey for the weekend to sell them and just get feedback. And it was the simplest way to kind of get to market quickly, get a bit of a rough feel of, did I like it? Did other people like it? Did I genuinely want to do this? Because I think when you start to scale up and work with factories, you're starting to get serious. And so I wanted to sense check it first and get a feel for what was involved in running a business. Firstly, it was, yeah, find your factory. Evolving the brand, I'd initially just done some very like cheap and cheerful stuff when I was at markets, but I knew I needed the brand to be both really beautiful and something that you wanted to have in your kitchen, but also something that would be able to be sold in all the supermarkets around the UK. So getting that balance between premium, high-end and also kind of accessible every day. So worked on the branding, and that took quite a long time to develop and get it right. And also investment. So the investment was the last kind of thing to figure out. I think once you've answered what your product is, how you're going to make it at scale, and what the brand looks and feels and stands for, then you can start to talk to investors. And I chose to raise some money pre-revenue because I knew that with minimum order quantities and to really get this going, like, I need a little bit of cash in my back pocket to kind of take us through our first year. Those three key things took about 2 years to kind of pull it all together. And I think probably took 2 years because I was 24 at the time. I literally knew nothing. So I was kind of building my knowledge slowly over the course of like that 2 year period and getting an understanding of what do you ask a manufacturer when you're looking to make your product with them, or where are they based? Where are investors? What does valuation mean? All these questions which, if you have no business experience, and it feels like such a normal language for me now, but back then, there were so many things that, you know, you'd hear in a meeting, like a phrase or an acronym that you'd then have to go home and Google and work out later down the line what it actually meant. So, yeah, it's a steep learning curve in that first couple of years, and very kind of naive in lots of ways because I had really no idea what I was really walking into, but kind of going with it step by step. I reached out to Giles Brooke, who's actually our main investor now, but he runs Vita Coco in the UK and Europe. And he came on board as a mentor initially just to teach me some of the basics of just how do you work with retailers, like what kind of strategy did we want to have. So I think sort of learned experience is really useful. And I think a lot of it is just kind of having someone that's been there, done that, so that you can learn from them in that sense. Because it's not actually that complicated. It's just knowing that there are some things that you want to try and avoid. And I think the rest of the time, it's just learning it on the job. And one of the things I've always really loved about running my own business is that you grow as with the business. So, you know, when it's a two-person team and you're running over across London to sell it into all these little independent stores, you learn the basics of wholesale sales. And then as the business starts to grow and evolve, you do as well. So it's hard because you are learning things all the time, but you're not plonked in at the top of like a 50-person company and expected to run it. You are growing with it, and you can make mistakes when it's quite small and it's quite insignificant. So yeah, I think that experience and mentors and doing some of your own training is good, but just getting on with it and backing yourself to do a good enough job at running a supply chain, even if you've never done it before. If you're smart enough, I think you can work it out. So we've got, at the moment, sort of a range of nut butters and peanut butters, and they kind of vary from kind of everyday flavours. So, you know, we've got a peanut butter crunchy smooth, almond butter crunchy smooth. But we've also kind of got a bit more experimental stuff, and this is the things that I think really set our brand apart. So, you know, we've got a coconut almond butter, which actually was one of the flavours that I created when I was on a market stall, inspired by like a macaroon, because like coconut and almond, it's like a perfect flavour pairing. And we've got things like really quite out there kind of flavours, like a chocolate orange almond butter, which is like a liquid Terry's chocolate orange. Like, it's amazing. It's been a great thing to like kind of drizzle on pancakes, which we've just had pancake day. And yeah, and like a honey almond butter. So again, we kind of play on slightly kind of familiar-ish flavours, but the great thing about nut butter is it really takes things on really well. And all the products, they're free from palm oil, so they're more natural than, say, other products on the shelf. So you might notice with our products that there's a little bit of oil on top, which you stir back in, but it kind of shows that there's no stabilisers in there. And yeah, they come in lots of different sizes and formats. So we've got little squeeze packs for if you're a runner or a cyclist. They're quite good to kind of take on the go. They're kind of single serve, as well as larger packs for the people that are completely addicted. And I think for me, the product development is the bit that I just love it. It's a bit of the geek in me because I love factories. I think they're really interesting. But also, there's something amazing about creating something in your kitchen that you then 12 months down the line see on a shelf in the supermarket. And so we're working on how we expand Pippin outside of nut butters. So, you know, for us, there's a lot of different areas, but snacking in particular feels like a really obvious next step, and how we can keep kind of peanut butter and almond butter at the core of our product. So, Yeah, we're looking at something launching later this year, so watch this space. But yeah, I think Pippinot has the ability to kind of really expand in lots of different areas. And for me, like, that's what gets me most excited. I love the idea of walking around a supermarket and seeing us in lots of different areas around the store. Okay, we're a peanut butter, nut butter brand, but we kind of operate in kind of health and wellness kind of space. And it's really competitive. And I think it's a great thing that so many new products are coming out, because I think if you walk around the supermarkets now, they look totally different to what they looked like 10 years ago. There's so many more kind of independent, natural brands in there. But it also means from a brand perspective, you do have to be moving really quickly. And, you know, we're an innovative, small brand, and, you know, we want to be able to kind of compete in that space and move quickly. So we're currently sort of undergoing a funding round where it's a lot about kind of how we expand our portfolio of products, but also just kind of really become more well known. I think we're doing a great job around the UK of kind of getting out there, but got a long way to go, and it's kind of trying to accelerate that and just keep the momentum behind the brand, because we've had an amazing 4 years and we really want to kind of keep going and see the brand expand further. And I think there's a lot more potential. So out selling my wares at the moment to different investors.
Thanks very much to Pip Murray for coming in to share the story of Pip and Nut. Thanks as well to our researcher, Mariana LaGrasta, and studio manager, Alex Portfelix. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.